Hello and welcome to Girlfriend Translator episode
29.
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing tonight?
Great. Now, tonight we have a school dance occurring next door, a high school dance.
Yes.
And so you might hear
some thumping.
You might hear some thumping or some kids.
Yeah.
Like high school kids.
They're pretty jovial. It's quite sweet.
Yeah. I like having a school next door. It's kind of fun.
It is. It's nice to see them actually in school and engaging with one another.
They're normal and just having fun.
Yeah.
And they're nice.
They are. They're really sweet.
Yeah.
Before we begin, I'm going to do the industry standard plug to leave a rating and review wherever you're listening, or if they don't accept those where you're listening, if you could just hop on over to Apple or Spotify, drop a rating and review, and then go back to wherever you listen, we'd really appreciate it.
Please.
Yeah, please. And second, if you have your own relationship questions that you'd like us to answer in upcoming shows, you can send them to girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com.
It's feast or famine.
Yes. The email address is in the show notes, or you can just type it out, girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. It's true. We'll get like a surge and then like, yeah, feast or famine. That's...
Do you hear that? They're getting drunk. It's only 9:44, so...
Yeah.
God knows what it's going to be at midnight.
Yeah, no kidding. Rijeka.
Yeah, Rijeka.
Third largest city.
Don't get me wrong. They are a salty bunch. But it's kind of cool. It's kind of weird. It's a good place. I mean, it's great as an artist.
Yeah. We went to like a nearby castle today, and that was pretty cool.
That was cool, yeah.
It's like on the top.
It was really cool.
Top of this hill overlooking the city. And they, like, converted half of the castle to, like, this restaurant.
Yeah.
So you're, like, sitting in this, like, castle.
And it's not super touristy here.
Yeah.
So it's not overdone, and it's not too expensive, and it's just nice.
Yeah. And I looked at that.
It's a bit rough around the edges.
Yes.
I kind of like that. That's kind of cool.
I think so, too.
And then sometimes it's not cool.
Yeah.
And you see some rough things.
Yes, you do. With that out of the way.
You see a lot of people talking to themselves.
Yes, you
but
do.
That's, you know... I grew up in Seattle. That was common.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure it's, like, quadruple as common now.
Yeah. I'm just, like, kind of flashbacking to Baltimore. It's like, yeah, that's common.
Baltimore?
Yeah.
Funny thing is, I think it was more common in Seattle.
I'm sure it was, based on how you react to people
like
versus me.
Baltimore, they were more actively engaged in crime.
That's true, or just completely out of it on heroin.
Oh, that was a whole other thing.
One or the other, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was something.
Yeah.
I would, like I saw a pregnant woman. I used to drive back late at night from Baltimore to drive back to D.C. And sometimes I see a pregnant woman, this one woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's dark out, you know, on a really bad street. But people would give money, and I would do that sometimes. I would roll down my window and give money. And I always thought I wouldn't do that anywhere else for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would be nervous. I would be scared. I'm a girl, so I wouldn't want to make myself vulnerable,
mm-hmm.
you know, to anything. But I did there.
That's interesting.
I don't know why.
That's really interesting.
Probably because she was pregnant.
Yeah.
You know, she had no shoes. It was just, this is a bummer. I'm sorry. Next. That'll help.
Do you want to help Reddit user Doppelganger with
yes.
his love life? Okay.
Absolutely. Why do I do that? I go on these...
No, I do too, because I was just kind of really stimulated by that.
We're going to keep doing it, though, if we don't stop.
Okay.
Do we want to? I don't know.
Castle was cool.
Oh, the castle? No, but I didn't do that. I went into this dark place.
Because
we were talking about a castle. What did I do? I talked about...
Then we talked about the Hardscrabble port town. Well, then we got into talking, you know, we're in a Hardscrabble port town, Seattle and Baltimore, both Hardscrabble port towns.
It just goes there very quickly for me.
Yeah.
Ever since I was 4.
Yeah. You're under no illusions.
I wasn't then either.
Yeah, you're an interesting person.
How do we do that? I didn't know how to do that preschool thing.
Oh.
I was just sitting there like, I don't even understand the play.
The arbitrary nature of play.
Kind of. I'm not trying to act like I was smart or better than that. No.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand.
That's
the motivation for the games that were being played. Or how do you go up to a person? They were all together, all the kids,
uh-huh.
playing. And then I'd just be sitting. I'm like, how did they know when to walk over to the area where they are and just start playing.
Yeah.
It seems a little bit late now. Like, it seems like it would look really, I don't know, glaringly obvious if I just walked up now and started playing.
The window opportunity has passed.
Yes.
It's okay. Interesting.
Is that of any interest? No.
I don't know. I always enjoy... I enjoy weird things that you don't expect to learn about on podcasts. Like
I do too.
I enjoy the tangents more than like the structured topics most times.
I tend to as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we should assume everyone else does that.
I don't know. I think...
Why do I do that? Just stop.
Stop. If people wanted if people wanted fully scripted radio, there's plenty of...
Garbage.
Mainstream everything's corporate. Everything's
fully scripted. Google is fully scripted. Yeah. Nothing interesting.
They can watch
anymore.
Like Stephen Colbert if they're interested in something fully scripted.
Mm-hmm. Or the dancing vaccines, whatever the hell that was.
Trevor Noah's
edgy. So
Trevor
raw.
Noah's White House Correspondents' Dinner Intro Speech.
Courageous comedians.
Okay, so this one comes from Doppelganger. The title is "Flirting with a Coworker One Weekend. The next, the vibes aren't there. Now we're on a business trip together. I'm miserable." Okay. Okay, so I am a 32-year-old male, and I got out of a relationship of 3 years 2 months ago, so recently single. Last week, I went to a weekend event with some coworkers and started flirting with a female coworker that I always liked, and I know she's single now, too. We eventually went to a nightclub, and we started dancing, just the two of us, among the others. Things got heated, but we didn't make a move on each other because others were present.
Things got heated on the dance floor?
Apparently.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I just picture a booty. And I don't know.
But he says they got heated, but
booty
they
shaken.
Didn't make a move because
got
others...
Got heated. I'm just kidding.
But the vibes were overall really positive throughout the entire weekend event. Another event was coming up this weekend for work. I started texting her the next day and persuaded her to come. The first 2 days of texting, the vibes were positive on the weekend event for work.
There was another one?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. They have a lot of those.
Yeah, apparently.
I don't want to spend weekends with my work people.
I wouldn't either. So.
And I'm not knocking this person.
The first 2 days of texting after I invited her to the weekend event were positive, but the last couple of days not so much, so I backed off a little because I assumed I might have put too much pressure on her. So fast forward, we're traveling to the weekend event, and we made a 3.5-hour trip of it with just the two of us in a car.
How do you ever have time away from work if you're doing this? I would hate that.
I was trying to open up the conversation as we were the only two in the car together, like playing, you know, games, road trip games, whatever it took. But during the whole car ride, she was not responding that well, casually chatting and looking at her smartphone most of the time. She did respond to some playful teasing, but then again, she would just revert to casual chatting. I felt like I was holding the pace of the conversation.
Screw
it was really
it.
Uncomfortable. So now we're here at the event. She's again friendly, but not that responsive to anything that I'm doing, like she was a week before. The vibes are simply not there.
Screw it.
I'm confused, but I can accept that for whatever reason she doesn't want anything
good.
More.
Dump it.
The problem is that we're at this event among coworkers who hang out all the time together, going out and having fun, and I can't just relax and have a fun time.
Why?
I started ignoring her, like kind of reciprocating her ignoring.
That's okay.
But I just can't get over the fact that she doesn't seem to want to be more flirty and close to me like she did a week ago.
Let it go, buddy.
I also ache in the thought of meeting or dancing with someone else.
You ache?
I ache at the thought of her meeting or dancing with someone else
in
front of me.
It's only been 2 months since you got out of a 3-year relationship.
I feel confused and jealous. And I don't know how to just relax and have fun for the rest of this weekend event.
Let it go. Like, seriously, this is weird. Like, why do you care? If she doesn't want you, don't want her.
I know.
Why would you be jealous of someone if they don't want you?
I agree.
That's kind of a knock on them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I'm me.
Yes.
And they don't like me.
Uh-huh.
Why would I like them?
Yes.
The end.
I agree.
You'll be fine. Like, don't even... Why would you even give it that much attention? I mean, don't have some pride.
Yeah, I agree.
Seriously.
I agree.
Pull yourself together. You're fine. You just got out of a relationship relatively recently.
I know, 3 years, 2 months ago.
Why would you be jealous of someone? Like, this is... That's weird. And she's going to think you're a weirdo.
Yes.
So just back off. Stop thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on something else.
Yes.
Why do you care about this? Don't even care.
I agree. It's only a weekend event. He's like acting like it's like the rest of his
but
life.
But it's like self-discipline. You have to be disciplined.
Yeah.
Like if you, like you can let those feelings get carried away or you can choose not to.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, like, I don't want anyone who doesn't want me.
Yeah.
Then you have nothing to worry about.
Absolutely.
You don't want her either. She's not that great.
Absolutely.
Who cares? And don't take it too far. Just don't like hate her, but just why would you be? That's weird. Like, that's objectively odd. You don't need to be aching, dude. That's messed up.
Yeah. I agree.
Like, what?
I also, like, it's just...
I would like to know more about the three-year relationship and why it ended, honestly.
Well, yeah, and it just feels like he was so fast and furious with, like...
Well, like, who cares? If yeah. she's not interested, why do you want to keep pushing it?
Yeah.
That would embarrass me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I don't want... I'm not going to be nice to you, and if you're not nice back...
Yeah, absolutely.
For what reason?
I
in the hopes that she might turn nice again?
Exactly.
It's weird. Like, I wouldn't even want to put up with that.
Exactly.
Not that she's anyone to put up with. She might just not like you that much anymore.
Yeah.
And you don't need to know that. So just keep ignoring her or just whatever.
Yeah.
Move on.
Absolutely.
Or stop going to work events.
I know. Well, apparently it doesn't seem like he typically does. He like
went to two.
I know. It's weird because he's like.
I can't do that.
He's like, all these coworkers.
Have a separate life.
All these coworkers know each other really well. Well, so like, I'm just with her.
Let's hope you don't get fired. Because then your entire social life is gone.
Right.
Like, don't put all your eggs in one basket. I would say, like, a job isn't a marriage. It isn't
mm-hmm.
a family. It is a job.
Yeah.
And you're going to get paid. And if you're getting paid for anything, you don't want to care so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Care, but don't let it be your whole life. I mean, you need your weekends to be separate
mm-hmm.
to me. I don't like that.
I agree.
I think that was a big trend that took off. And I'm from Seattle, and that's where, oh my God, they went nuts with that, okay? It really, the origins of that started on the West Coast. So it's not good. You need, it's stupid to do that, to cultivate that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you might have to fire people, and you will.
Yeah.
Or you may have to lay people off.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't be very well prepared for that if you are so tight. And that, I mean, obviously that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're going to meet people. But these retreats, like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that stops.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much.
It is too much.
It's really weird. It gets weird after a while.
Mm-hmm. Ready for question two. This one comes from left of the dial 120. Okay, so I'm 33, and I have a mixed but usually super positive results with this tactic, but I was curious what everyone else's take is. So let's say you're on a first date, and there's definitely some chemistry. The conversation flows naturally, you're both smiling and laughing, and you're generally just having a good time. She makes some kind of remark about wanting to go to a restaurant, bar, or brewery, or recommends one. She might say some...
What are these three things? These three options?
Restaurant slash bar slash brewery or recommends one?
I'm thinking of a brewery tour. I'm like, well, that's pretty intense.
She might say something
like
else.
Work.
She might say something else that has some kind of segue, but that's the best example I can think of.
She's riding on a segue? That'd be weird.
I responded with something about us checking it out or mentioning that I'm interested in seeing her again. If it goes over well, I'll set up the next date at the end of the current one. However, I know this can be a risky move. Is it too much pressure to put on someone, or is it seen as being confident and therefore a good thing? I'm always so afraid of getting ghosted, like someone not replying to a text afterwards, that I'd rather not go home and sit there and wondering if the date went as good as I thought it did. Curious if this is seen as a confident move or just too forward.
How old is this person?
33.
I think it's way too strategic.
Uh-huh.
Just be yourself. Don't worry so much. Don't worry about that. Like, you shouldn't have to go home and worry how the date went. It's not all on you. It's on her, too.
Right, that's true.
I mean, it's two people.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's kind of unfair for the guy to have to sit there and worry about how well he did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you shouldn't have to feel that way. I don't agree with that. I don't think that's... I just don't think that's the best way to cultivate a real relationship for you
mm-hmm.
or for her.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think... That's the way you connect with people in general. I think it just, do what feels right to you.
Mm-hmm.
I would say don't calculate so much. Just don't take it as seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put so much pressure on the date, on the, any of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy it
mm-hmm.
for whatever it is, knowing, I would say, assuming it very, you may never see her again.
Right.
I wouldn't even put any... Wait on that. I would not even... You can't do that. That's going to be torture. I mean, that's really stressful. I don't think you need a strategy. Mm-hmm. It seems like you've done this enough that I don't think you need the strategy anymore. I think you know what you're doing.
Right.
I would back away from that and just be yourself. Mm-hmm. If she doesn't like it, you don't want her. Mm-hmm. It might be worth the effort to go through people, enough people, that you find someone eventually. And it may not even be through this process. It could be some other way. Mm-hmm. And you will know. Mm-hmm. Trust yourself.
Right.
I wouldn't be strategic about that. Mm-hmm. Unless it's like fun, and if guys have fun with that, they can, of course, do that. But I wouldn't, if you're not, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Don't even do that to yourself.
I mean, that feels natural, though, to like set up something else at the end of meeting someone that you really click with.
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
You don't even have to think or question that.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is just trust your gut.
Right, okay.
But don't plan it.
Right.
Let your gut tell you as you go. Try to listen for that. And if she doesn't like it or says no, or what do you care?
Yeah.
You don't want that person anyway.
Right.
And if you do, maybe later she'll surprise you. Mm-hmm. But don't worry. Don't invest too much. Just have fun. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the person. Enjoy the moment. If it feels like right at the time, then ask. If it doesn't work out, do it again if it feels right with someone else.
Yeah.
Like, don't let that stop you.
Yeah.
But don't, I wouldn't be strategic. I don't think that's good. I really don't. I don't think that's very fair. Because wouldn't you resent that after a while of being so prepared and trying to do everything just right that if the person doesn't like you, wouldn't that make you mad?
Yeah. Okay, so you're saying it's not fair to him.
Wouldn't that set you up for feeling very screwed over?
Yeah, it would.
Mm-hmm. And I hope, I don't know that the women are doing that. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the guys should do it either.
Right.
Maybe guys feel there's pressure on them to do that. I really don't care, honestly. Mm-hmm. I don't think the girl you want will feel that way. Mm-hmm. I think the girls you don't want will, mm-hmm. because that's very superficial.
Yes.
They're going to care about you. Mm-hmm. They're going to like you. It won't matter what you do. Mm-hmm. If you click, you click.
Yeah.
Everything is fun when you click.
Yeah, that's true.
But don't push it. Don't force it. Enjoy your dates. Enjoy what you do. But don't put any weight on it. Let it be a fun thing you do. Do it because you want to do it. Or don't do it if you don't like doing it.
Yeah.
And you will find someone. You will meet someone. Mm-hmm. But don't have a script. Don't have a structure like that. I think that's terrible for you.
I think so, too.
Unless you like that. Then it's fine.
Unless you...
But I just would hope that guys... Because I've heard this a lot, and that makes me feel bad, because I personally would not respond to that. Mm-hmm. I just want... I know that the guys that I've clicked with, it'll be the silliest things that we will do. Uh-huh. You know, just sitting on a bench or something, watching people and laughing.
Yeah.
That's clicking.
Yeah, that is.
That's what you want. Mm-hmm. You want that.
Yes.
That doesn't cost any money.
Yeah.
It doesn't require anything except, is that, sounds,
I think that's good advice. Yeah, don't just
don't
kind
do
of
this
follow.
To yourself.
Yeah,
don't
follow
yourselves. You'll follow, find someone. Mm-hmm. There's... Believe in yourselves, you know?
Yes. Ready for question
three?
Yes. Okay. So this one comes from a user named Night Out. My wife said I kept looking at my friend last night.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so my wife and I went out to eat at a restaurant last night. My one friend works there, and she recommended
TGI Fridays?
And she recommended it because she said the food is good, but the price isn't too bad. So my wife and I got dressed up to come here.
Uh-oh.
We saw my friend here.
I'm nothing about that. I'm not uh-ohing about that. I'm just imagining what's going to happen.
We saw my friend here, and she said hi to the both of us and continued working as she's a waitress. Once we got home, my wife said I kept looking over at my friend. This definitely wasn't the case. She also said I ruined the entire night by doing so.
What?
She went to bed upset at me, and I guess she still will be once she wakes up this morning. I don't want to argue over this, so what can I do to remedy the situation?
I wish I could talk to you. Because right now she sounds like a batshit. And I hope maybe she's not. I hope maybe there's a little more to the story.
Yeah.
Because you did marry her, and I doubt you'd marry someone who's batshit. So.
Let's hope not.
Because honestly, that's just crazy. That sounds mentally ill. Deranged.
It does.
So if she's deranged, maybe you already know this. Mm-hmm. Well, you're getting some affirmation here, if that's all true. Or if there was a little more to this, and maybe there was something that happened the week before, maybe there's something, you know, there might be a context here. Context uh-huh. matters.
Yeah.
And that, just know that with especially with women.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about guys. I think yes and no, but with women, I think it does matter. And that's just how our brains work. I don't think it's nuanced. It's very nuanced, but context does probably matter. So I would probably look at what's been going on between you and your wife, maybe in the last couple months or something, and then look at it in that context too. And maybe find, you know, and if you don't get anywhere with that, just say, why would I, if I'm married to you, why do you think, why would I look at her?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we're married, I married you, we're mm-hmm. married. Like, I wouldn't just marry you if I want to look at other women all the time. I mean, and I would imagine you would do that when she's not around.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at, who cares? It's not like you probably don't mean to.
Uh-huh.
You just notice an attractive person.
Yeah.
Everybody does. She must be insecure about something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what, because there's nothing to work with here, but I think maybe look at everything, you know, just to be sure. Look at maybe how did the waitress act? Was she maybe overly friendly with you?
Mm-hmm.
It might have been her, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Not to blame her, but
yeah.
Maybe she was a little flirty and you wouldn't have noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at it maybe a day after and you kind of look back, you might see something you didn't see before.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you did marry her. So I'm assuming you're not planning on cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure why she would think that. There must be something else going on,
that's what I would assume as well.
And maybe you don't even know what it is, but don't assume it's just that dumb.
Mm-hmm.
If she's not batshit, it's probably not as dumb as it sounds. It's probably just maybe she isn't communicating in a way that you're hearing, and maybe she isn't even communicating in a way that anyone could hear.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I like to think that the person you married isn't crazy. And
yeah.
that maybe she's just upset. Hell, she could be having her period. And that is actually a real thing. I mean, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the woman, but it could just be unbelievable what hormones do to you.
Yeah.
When they're in, like, off.
Yeah, definitely.
It isn't, like, it's funny because maybe this will help guys. I don't know, but, like, you'll just start crying, okay? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you will just start crying when you're PMSing. And you're sitting there going, why am I crying?
Yes.
Why am I crying?
Yeah.
Because you don't have anything intellectually going on. There's nothing actually tangible to support that you're crying.
Yeah.
It literally is these hormones. So you'll feel the urge to cry. You'll be depressed. But there's nothing that you're depressed about.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing that you really would normally cry about.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to cry. It's like your body's making you cry.
Mm-hmm.
And you're as confused as whoever you're dealing with.
Yes.
So if you can imagine that, like if you started crying for really no reason,
mm-hmm.
how dumb you would feel.
Mm-hmm.
And women do too,
mm-hmm.
believe me. And sometimes they don't even know that that's why. They think they're nuts. So when you think you're crazy, that's
yeah,
not fun.
Yeah, or you'll like, you like grab something in your environment to like, it's like, oh, it must be that.
Yeah, it must
or
be
like,
that. Yeah. You don't know either. And yeah. So I know there's a lot of like, you know, making fun of that. And I think some people probably use it and exploit it, and they shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I can say I had a horrible time with it. I would just hide. You know, I didn't want to get into any situations with anyone because I knew I didn't have control over it. So I do understand this. It is, and you hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. We have organs you guys don't have, and you have organs we don't have. So I don't know about yours, but ours can hurt so badly, and it's the weirdest kind of pain. Because mm-hmm. it doesn't match any other kind of pain. And a lot of things can hurt. You can have muscle soreness all over. It's really not fun. So I wish women would explain it more directly to guys. Like, here's what's happening. Here's exactly what it is. Really tangibly.
Mm-hmm.
Because a guy would understand that. I mean, if you've been injured in a sport, it really can be very debilitating.
Yeah.
And it sucks. So it's not that easy to control. So if it was, we wouldn't do it. We wouldn't act that way.
Yeah. That's a good...
Does that help? I don't know if that's...
That's a good hypothesis.
I don't
think so.
She could be.
Yeah.
Like, that could absolutely just be PMS.
Yeah.
Because those are the hormones.
Yeah, where it's just, like, weird paranoia. It's like, oh, must be that. He was looking
yeah,
at her.
And yeah, and you're also really nurturing.
Yes.
You'll see something that isn't normally cute to you, and you'll want to baby it. And it's
yes.
like, what is wrong with me? But if you know it's that, then it's like, oh, it's that pregnancy thing. Of course you would be more nurturing. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of funny. And I think if women can laugh about it more, and guys too, but without being like belittling, because it really does suck. Mm-hmm. It's not fake.
Yeah.
It's we don't know what's going on.
Yeah, no, certainly.
We don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
So I hope that helps a little bit.
Maybe just like gently ask questions in the morning, like, hey, you know what? Like,
find out if she's having her period.
Okay.
I would do that first. And then just stay out of it.
Okay.
Because nothing you say, honestly, what works?
Yeah, that's not going to.
Because you're not there. You're kind of warped.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know. You know her better than anyone, so I'm sure you'll have ways to deal with her. But don't take it personally. It might not be anything to do with you. You just maybe just reassure her, like, I swear to God, I married you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you can just ask her, right? Like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want you thinking I'm that easy, like, to be distracted from our marriage, that I'm just going to take you to a restaurant recommended by this person and then go ahead and stare at her. Like, that's kind of lame.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like you're that kind of person, so
no.
You might want to, like, lay it out.
Yeah, and then
exactly as she might be envisioning, and then maybe it will sound silly to her.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that...
I think that's good.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I do know. Yeah, I don't think I'll edit that out, because I really do kind of want to know what guys thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you guys have... if that was weird for you.
This question comes from Rice Python. Okay, so last month, I told my girlfriend that I... okay, they're both 24.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get that out of the way.
Let's just get it out of the way.
Let's just get it out in the open.
Let's put our cards
let's
on the
clear
table.
The air.
Yeah.
Last month, I told my girlfriend that I booked a restaurant that we've passed by many times and she's always wanted to try out for us to celebrate our anniversary together.
Mm-hmm.
There is also another occasion in our culture that's meant to be celebrated by couples, so I told her we can celebrate both of these occasions on the same day, which is today, Saturday. She agreed. But then 4 hours later, on that day that I first made the plans, she told me that her friend group invited her to a 2-day trip, so she decided to flake on me and our celebration. I was upset about this, and I had a talk with her.
That's weird.
Okay.
That's kind of weird.
So before I go into the reasoning behind her canceling our anniversary, let me preface this with
PMS.
A bit of context.
Was it PMS?
I recently got laid off from my previous job, so I'm job hunting. I have 2 interviews lined up for the next week, and I've been studying all day from 9 to 6 for the past week because job interviews in my industry require extensive studying.
Jeez.
I plan to study all day over this weekend, except for Saturday from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m., which is when I booked our anniversary event.
That is so sweet.
She agreed to celebrate our anniversary together.
Agreed? She should have been thrilled.
Prior to getting invited to go on this trip. Her reasoning for flaking on me is that our celebration would have only lasted the entire Saturday evening, but if she had declined to go on the weekend trip, she would be home with nothing to do on Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, and the entire day of Sunday.
What?
She didn't want to miss out on an entire weekend
of... she cannot entertain herself while you're studying?
She didn't want to miss an entire weekend of fun for just 5 hours together.
Oh, please.
I expressed that this was not a good reason, but I decided to be more understanding and okay with her going on the trip.
She sounds fucking superficial.
But then on Thursday
Sorry.
Of this week, but then on Thursday of this week, her trip got canceled, so I thought that we were able to, you know, undergo our plans together. However, she got invited to a different event, which isn't overnight, but would last the entire Saturday from early morning to late evening.
What?
So she's now going on this other event on Saturday instead of going on our trip together, our dinner
yeah.
together. So right now I'm sitting at home studying for my job interview, staring at the stuff that I bought to surprise
oh
her today
God.
While she's out there at this event. I'm just super furious and disappointed right now, and
yes.
I don't know what to do.
Well, how long have they been together?
Well, at least a year, because it's their anniversary.
Oh my God, that's lame.
Yeah, it's very lame.
And it's a red flag.
Yeah, I mean...
that's a red flag.
I would dump her.
I would too.
I mean, like, she...
I know that sounds harsh, but I would.
I would,
I don't,
because...
I mean, that would be so upsetting to me, actually, because it's not about those hours. It's that you planned this. You are working your butt off to get this job.
Mm-hmm.
She should understand that and be empathetic. Why can't this girl entertain herself?
That
is absurd. You do not want someone who's that needy.
Well, also, it's just a lack of commitment because
that too, yeah.
She's like, oh, yeah, you know, I'll go out with you.
Oh, well, absolutely,
and then something
yeah.
better comes along. She's going to go on this trip. then that gets canceled. But so... And then something better comes along again, and then she dumps you twice.
She sounds flighty.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't... You seem more serious and more mature.
Definitely.
And you deserve better, actually, than this person mm-hmm. is able to give right now in her life. I'm not saying she won't be some point. Maybe she's just immature. Mm-hmm. But I think you can do a lot better.
I think
and
so,
And I really think in a relationship at 24, mm-hmm. I'm just impressed by the fact that you care enough about this job, that you're taking it so seriously, that it requires this, and you're staying. I cannot believe that she... I would hate the burden of having to entertain someone if I were in your shoes. Mm-hmm. I would feel so dragged down by that. Like, that's so needy to me that she needs you to entertain her. Because yeah. it's like, well, why can't you do something else?
Yeah.
Have you no other interests? You have to go out and party with your friends or your boyfriend?
Yeah.
You have nothing else?
Right.
To me, that's like sad.
Yeah.
Maybe I know I sound kind of bitchy. But it's like, what is wrong with... I feel I'm mad at her in a way.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Like, as a woman, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Don't need people like that.
Mm-hmm.
Have your own interests.
Absolutely.
You don't want to be a leech. You don't want to be someone who's annoying or who needs to be taken care of or entertained like a child.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wouldn't want someone like that. And I know how I'd feel if I was that.
Uh-huh.
And I'd feel like shit.
Yeah, definitely.
So I don't get that. I would not, I mean, to even say that, like, what am I going to do for the hours you're not, I don't know your own thing. Do you have interests?
Exactly.
Are you ambitious in the least?
Right.
Do you have, take a class, learn something, read a book,
mm-hmm.
Or if you're really extroverted, like, go learn something, like a new sport, or do something fun with your friends that might not be as... For the hours in between this and this, I will be unoccupied.
Right, exactly.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is that wrong? I don't know.
No, I agree because I've never thought about, like, time that way where it's like, well, this date only be from 5 to 11 p.m. and then what
would
am I going
to
do from...
Would you want someone to say that to you?
No.
What would you do with that person? Wouldn't you feel like they were just a lump?
I'd be like, bye.
It's like, I got to drag this around yeah. and I got to... Oh, God, I have to play with her. Is that...
Like, you, like, wave an iPad in front of her, like, hey, watch
like,
your shows.
But wouldn't that be a burden? Like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, I gotta deal with this person. I wouldn't be interested anymore. I would probably lose interest in her. You might just start losing interest in her.
Yeah.
Because that hurts. Sometimes that's something like that. That's your first anniversary?
Or an anniversary.
Who
like,
cares?
I'm not sure. Yeah,
the fact
how
that
long...
you care?
Yeah.
And that you're willing? Because it would be perfectly understandable if you were so engrossed right now in what you're doing and so stressed out. That you wouldn't even think of that.
Yeah.
And that you did, you deserve better.
Yeah,
she's
absolutely.
She's not, and I don't want to like rip her to shreds. That's really not fair. She's just, she sounds terribly immature to me. And you don't sound overly mature. You just sound normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd unload her.
Yeah, I would too.
You should feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
You feel badly for good reason. And they're deep reasons. They're really fundamental.
Mm-hmm.
To a relationship. I think you're smart. I think you're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's a bit thoughtless.
Yeah, that's...
But I don't know. Uh-huh. You want to build a life with her?
Nope.
Not at this... She, lay down the law with her. Really
yeah.
give it to her. I'd really lay it down and say... And don't be afraid to be a little angry and show her how you feel. No, not by hitting her. Oh, God. The world is making me paranoid.
You mean edit. With your words.
Yes.
With your words.
Yes. I just thought where that could be going.
Amber Heard. Amber.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God. That. Okay. So, yeah. No. Yes. No. I think it's okay to express, like, your deep feelings about that.
Uh-huh.
Why is the world like this?
We're
humans. We're going to say things we should be allowed to.
I think so, too.
Without feeling. So.
Yeah.
Hate this.
I know, me too.
But anyway, no, I think she needs to hear that. But the reason why I say that is I think she'll learn something from that. Like if she sees that someone's really upset,
mm-hmm.
you know, like angry,
mm-hmm.
you're firm,
mm-hmm.
you're direct. You're not yelling. I'm just saying very firm and direct and you don't back down. I think that's really good for her because she might learn from that. It might change her. It might really wake her up for her next relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or it might wake her up to you.
Yeah.
She might... It's worth it. Because I think you kind of have to... we have to do more of that in life. We really do. We have to be holding people accountable and not always smoothing everything over.
I agree.
Because it's not just unfair to ourselves, it's unfair to the person, because some people are going to need to run into themselves. And if people don't, how will you learn?
Yeah, it's...
That's why it works. Mm-hmm. And so don't be afraid to show her that it really mattered to you. I think that's perfectly fine. I think it would be good for her, too.
I think so, too. Yeah.
If people don't run into themselves, some people really do need that. Mm-hmm. And you have to be that force that they run into that shows them, like, look, I don't... This isn't right. This is the way I feel.
Yeah. I mean, I've certainly needed that.
Well, they can get very mad and upset in the moment, but they might actually really consider that next time.
Yeah, exactly.
So don't worry about how they react.
Yeah.
Just know that it's fundamentally important that we do that.
When I said Amber Heard, I meant Amber Heard and not Johnny Depp, to clarify. She's the one that hits people. That's all I meant by that.
Well, she's a weirdo.
Yeah. She's definitely a weirdo.
That's not someone I would choose to hang around.
Red flags abound.
The face?
Yeah.
Her resting state is odd.
Her sister's weird, too.
She seems like a browbeaten doormat. Yeah. Can you imagine? I can.
Whitney.
My sister's no. I wouldn't say she's easy. She certainly wasn't as a child.
Wasn't there a reality show that Amber and Whitney were on where, like, off camera, Amber hit Whitney?
There and, was?
Yeah, there was some kind of...
Amber Heard did a reality show where she hit her sister?
There was some kind of footage that I was watching where,
oh,
like,
my God, I want to see it.
But, like, the slap happened off screen, so then, like, later on camera...
She did a reality show?
And
Aquaman?
It was something where, like, the two sisters were, like, on film together for something, and it wasn't, like, an acting thing. And, like, the producer, like, a different girl on the show was just like, hey, Whitney, like, did Amber hit you last night? Or, like, did it? And Whitney was like, no, nothing happened.
Oh, poor Whitney. Yeah. And yet, Whitney, grow up.
Yeah.
You're old enough now.
Yeah.
Isn't that pathetic?
Yeah, it is.
I feel like Amber might be, like, a mob boss type of figure.
Well, according to her personal assistant, her mother's afraid of her, too.
Oh, yeah, I know. The personal assistant was hilarious.
That was pretty...
The vitriol.
Yes.
There have been some really funny people in that.
Yeah, there have been.
Not lately. They're pretty boring lately. But...
Well, because they're all Amber's witnesses, and she has no close personal friends.
No, because she burns bridges.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why am I doing this?
I don't know. I enjoy it. But before we end, I'm just going to say, once again, to please leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening. We really appreciate those, and they help spread the word about the show. And second, if you have your own questions that you'd like us to answer in upcoming shows, you can send them to girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. The email is in the show notes, or you can just type it out. girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and we will see you for episode 30.
Oh my God, the editing.